Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm your host this morning with my guest for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me our municipal administrator here in Sitka, John Leach. John, thanks for being here today.
Good morning, Brooke. Thanks for having me.
It's always good to have you here because I know we're going to get a lot of really interesting information for listeners about what's going on in Sitka, usually about a particular topic that there's a lot of questions about. And I think today is no different. Mm-hmm. Today we're going to talk about the airport construction that's been going on.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of action happening at the airport again. And I know there's going to be a lot of questions coming out of the general public. So just happy to provide an update and let people know what's going on.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you. Well, let's dive right in with, I guess we could start with kind of a date that people should know about first off that people can come out and participate in. So tell us what's coming up. What's the date?
Sure. So everybody mark your calendars. It's August 16th on a Saturday at 3 p.m. Community is going to be invited to an open house and an escalator ribbon cutting. I know people are very excited about the new escalator in Sitka. And right now we have a contest going on for kids in kindergarten through grade 5. It's open till July 31st, and there's an essay contest, and the winners of that contest will be able to ride the escalator first, so a big prize for the kids. And if anybody is still interested in entering that, they can go to the city's website at cityofsitka.com, look under current news, and enter the essay contest.
Excellent. Well, I think, right, many folks will be interested in seeing the escalator, but I think also just as many folks will be interested in seeing in the open house aspect of this. What exactly, what area is going to be opened? What do we get to see?
So the very big side of the building will be the side that's opening up. That'll open up actually in September for full operations, but the open house will be on, as I said, on August 16th. But you'll get to see the new TSA security screening area, so the security lines will move over there. They'll come in, get to see the new two-story building, beautiful inside, the walkthroughs that I've had. They'll see a much larger holding area or secure area, sterile area. And then two terminals inside of there and new jetway. So just give everybody a little taste of what the building's going to look like before it goes live in September.
Excellent. So that's the space that we'll all get familiar with when we take off from Sitka, and also when we arrive. We'll go through the security screening area and then be in that section.
Absolutely.
And I'm guessing that there will be some restrooms over there and some water fountains.
All the great stuff that comes along with airports.
But I think one thing that's probably been of conversation for a lot of people is, like, in many bigger airports, you go past the security area and there's like food and shopping and all that kind of stuff. So I wonder if you can talk to us a little bit about that piece of it.
I can. And you're right. A lot of people are interested in those things when they get through security. I think there's opportunities for that in the future. I just wanted to be clear with everyone that this airport was built with FAA Airport Improvement Program money and some TSA funding. And those federal funds are meant for building an airport, not for building restaurants and building coffee shops. So there's pretty strict uses on those funds, and we're building out the airport as expected. But that doesn't mean in the future we can't look at areas that could be used for, let's say, a coffee shop or a small place to grab a sandwich or something like that. So if those areas are designated, we would kind of identify what those locations are, and there would likely be a competitive bid process out there for anybody that wants to be a vendor in there. So if that's something that anyone out there is interested in doing, keep your eyes open and keep in contact with the city and watch our website. But there might be spaces that'll go up in the future for that opportunity.
Okay, great. Yeah, that really clarifies it. So right now it's just the airport that's getting remodeled, and right, we can expect that maybe down the road there'll be other changes. Well, speaking of other changes, we're probably people who have been over there already starting to notice some changes to some, I don't know, false walls is not the right, temporary walls getting put up. Tell us what's happening as construction moves forward.
Yeah, so once we shift to the new side of the building, then construction will have to continue on the side of the building that everybody's operating in right now. So you may see some temporary construction walls going up, a lot of noise, but we'll have shifted to that new area. Right now, if people go to the airport, you probably see some jersey barriers along the sidewalk. They're going to start construction on that sidewalk, so that's kind of affected the pickup and drop-off zone. That's gotten much smaller, and it's moved, and it's only temporary. You can go to the city's website again, and you can look up the maps and some of the notices on this. So while we, you know, transition in this phase here, we're asking people if they can do your pickup and drop off in the parking lot, but there is still a very small loading and unloading zone. But I have to put this plug out there too. Unattended vehicles, please still don't leave those in front of the terminal. You know, that's a FAA and TSA security regulation, so we have to comply with that as well.
So vehicles have to be attended. They have to be with your vehicle at all time if you're right in that loading and unloading zone.
Correct.
But currently you're kind of requesting, if possible, that people could do their loading and unloading in the parking lot.
Please. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because there's a construction happening now in the front of the building, and parking is a big topic. That's, I guess, something that we can touch on now.
Sure.
The parking lot itself is not changed at the moment. Is that correct?
That's correct. That parking lot has always been managed by the state, and there's some opportunity here that the city might take on management of that lot. You know, with a new building that's much larger than the last one, that comes with some more operational expenses, and those operational expenses, you know, we don't want to run at a deficit at the airport, and we're looking at a pretty significant deficit right now. And the only way to cover that is to, you know, pass that on through lease rates, our sub-lessees, you know, so the airlines, the restaurant stores, rental car facilities. But as lease rates for those services go up, then the prices for the services go up from those folks. And we want to, as best we can, try to keep ticket costs low. And we don't want a burger to cost $35. So if the city takes on management of this parking lot, then we've got an opportunity to set up paid parking. There could be some short-term, long-term rates, and there might even be, you know, first hour free or something like that. But that's further down the road and yet to be determined. But the important point here is that we have asked to lease that lot from the state, and there's a public notice on that right now posted on the state's website. It's a really long web address, so I won't read it. But if you go to the state's website and look at online public notices, you'll see that there's a public comment period open until September 15th, where the public can go and provide their thoughts and input on whether or not the city should lease that lot from the state.
Great. Yeah, so that's not a decided thing yet. That's something that's
right
in process, which means that you, the listeners, can be involved in that process by commenting and going to the state website to find that comment.
Correct.
Hyperlink. Okay. Okay, great. So that is a change that might be coming down the road after construction finishes at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of construction finishing at the airport, sounds like one phase is just about done and going to be opened in September, but there's still a little bit more to go. So when are you looking at construction being done for the airport in general? Do you have a end date on that?
Our target date for that is the airport should be done in June of 2026. So a little under a year from right now, we should have a new shiny airport for everybody to visit.
Amazing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and if people have questions about any of this or just kind of want to get their eyes on what we've been talking about, Saturday, August 16th at 3 p.m. is the day to come out. And I'm guessing you'll be there.
I'll be there. I'm riding the escalator too.
Okay. Ride to the escalator. Go see the new space, 3 p.m. on Saturday, August 16th. And you can always visit the city website for maps and information about parking.
Correct.
Also, the opportunity for kids in grades K through 5 to participate in the essay contest. Plenty of ways to stay informed and get involved.
Absolutely. And you can always just give us a call too.
Okay, let's have your phone number since you threw it out there.
If you can call us at 747-1812. That'll get us to that'll get you to the main number at City Hall, and we can direct the call if we can't answer the question ourselves.
Perfect. Great. Well, I've been speaking with our own Sitka Municipal Administrator, John Leach. We've been chatting about the airport terminal improvement project. Thank you, John, for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.